Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Incident in jail results in inmate charged with battery. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 29-year-old male inmate at the Campbell County Detention Center was charged with battery for punching another inmate, a 50-year-old male, after a verbal argument. Both inmates were housed in C-Pod of the jail. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, Campbell County detention officers contacted dispatch to inform them of a fight between two inmates in the jail. Sheriff's deputies met with the detention officers about the incident. Video footage of the incident in our block showed the 29-year-old man was sitting at a table and the 50-year-old man was walking around the cell block holding a tablet. A verbal argument ensued, and when the 50-year-old man walked by the table, the 29-year-old stood up and hit him in the face with his fist on the left side of his head. The video showed him punching the man 6 times in the head and chest area. Matheny said the 50-year-old sustained swelling and a small cut above the corner of his left eye. Deputies didn't observe any other injuries. He was treated by staff for his injuries and photographed. The 29-year-old man was issued a citation for battery and the inmates were separated. CCH adopts innovative technology to redefine the standard of care for blood collection. For those of you who don't like needles, Campbell County Health has launched a needle-free blood draw program using the Pivot-M needle-free blood collection device from Becton, Dickinson & Company. By joining the one-stick hospital stay movement, CCH is transforming the patient experience by reducing pain and discomfort experienced from multiple needle sticks, according to the press release from CCH. Needle sticks can be frequent among hospitalized patients, sometimes uncomfortable or even traumatizing for some patients. With Pivot-M, CCH can use a patient's existing peripheral IV catheter line for high-quality blood draws, leading to fewer needle sticks for patients. The technology also benefits providers by reducing blood exposure and needle stick injuries. By improving the clinical workflow for healthcare providers, patients and staff alike will have a more pleasant and safer experience. Becoming the first choice for healthcare and wellness in Wyoming means we need to innovate, said Campbell County Health CNO Natalie Tucker. We are investing in 21st century medicine, we are investing in our community's healthcare, and we are devoted to making the healthcare experience more positive. Needle-free blood collection is the future, and CCH is taking that step into the future. The adoption of the needle-free blood draws at CCH comes after a comprehensive evaluation of the current technology and procedures. Blood draws with needles are one of the most common procedures worldwide, affecting nearly every hospitalized patient. Campbell County Health is working to innovate on the standard of care and be the first choice of healthcare and wellness in Wyoming. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.